All right, can you imagine following in the footsteps of Jane and Michael Stern? I mean, literally. Actor and writer Matthew Arkin is on tour with the LA Theater Works production of The Graduate. Well, he's also a big fan of the Sterns, and now his touring schedule puts him in a unique position. He's been checking out the places that they rave about all over the country. Matthew, good to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Lynn.
Now, it looks to me like you signed up for this show so that you could eat your way around the country.
That's part of the reason. I love LA Theater Works. They do incredible work recording plays, classic plays, modern classics, older classics for NPR. They do this amazing work, and I've had the pleasure of working for them a number of times. But this is the first time I've gone on tour with them. And when I heard that we were going to be traveling around the country, I listened to your show, I followed Jane and Michael Stern's blog, and I thought, here's a chance to have my days free and hit some of these places that I've been hearing about. So I went to the roadfood.com website and plugged in every city that we're going to and found out where to go.
Well, first of all, the highlights. What so far have you found that's just been unforgettable?
The two best for me were a place in Queens called Tortelleria. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Tortelleria Nixtamal in Queens. And I went there with my son, Sam, and we had the most amazing lunch. Incredible Mexican food in the middle of a very mixed ethnic but seemed mostly Italian section of Queens. This beautiful, colorful restaurant. And some of the best guacamole I've ever had. And that's saying a lot for somebody who eats Mexican all the time in California.
Yeah.
They had a chili relleno taco, which I couldn't figure out what that would be, so I ordered it. And it was actually a small jalapeno, or actually a large jalapeno, in one of those small tortillas, which was roasted with cheese inside it. So it wasn't fried at all. It was just a fresh, roasted jalapeno with cheese inside it. It was very hot, but incredibly simple and incredibly delicious.
Good.
You can see them making them fresh while you're ordering your food. They're making those little street tortillas fresh.
Yeah, the ones that are about the size of the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then right around the corner from that place, we were full, but we walked around the corner and we saw a place called Mama's of Corona, which was a fresh cheese and sandwich shop that clearly had been there for a long time. And we went in there and bought sandwiches to have later in the day. And they were amazing. Fresh bread, fresh house-made mozzarella, and tomato and basil and prosciutto. Very simple, incredibly delicious sandwiches.
I love this idea that two people go out for obviously a very light lunch and then walk around the corner to buy sandwiches for their next meal. This is true.
Well, my conversation around the breakfast table usually centers around figuring out what we're going to have for lunch. And then at lunch, we usually discuss where we're going for dinner. That's how I like to get through my meal.
It makes perfect sense to me. You know, don't you think? I think Queens is one of those, you know, you talk about cities that are overlooked, food towns that are overlooked. If Queens were not part of New York City or, you know, the overall New York area, it would be one of the great destination points in any other part of the country. There's so much there.
Oh, amazing neighborhoods. The Greek and Eastern European restaurants in Astoria, an incredible neighborhood.
Well, okay, another find, another great find.
Another find was La Barbecue in Austin. We got to Austin. It was in the 20s, believe it or not. The city seemed empty because I guess that's very cold for Texas. And I looked on the Road Food website, and there was this barbecue place called La Barbecue. I walked for about a mile and a half in the cold to get there. And when I got there, it was a food truck with tables and tents set up. There was one gentleman finishing a sandwich. He left as I sat down with my sandwich. I got the El Sancho, but I got it loco style, which means instead of just chopped brisket or pulled pork or their sliced house-made sausage, you get it with a mix of all three meats. And it's topped with an incredibly tart, fresh red onion coleslaw, which just perfectly complemented the barbecue. So I sat alone in 29 degrees at a picnic table eating this incredible sandwich outside of this truck. And I thought to myself, I thought Texas has this reputation of being this incredibly tough state. Where is everybody? This is the best barbecue I've ever had, and I'm sitting here eating it alone.
Well, but I figured this way. Maybe it was that they knew that it was going to get warm and they had 364 other days to eat the barbecue?
That's probably it. And I'm the Yankee idiot sitting there in 29
but
degrees.
But you don't have 364 other days.
No, I had one chance to get to this place and one chance only. And I'm so glad I did.
Well, good luck with the show and keep us posted on, you know, latest adventures at the table. Okay?
Will do. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Actor and writer Matthew Arkin is author of In the Country of the Blind, and he's touring with the LA Theater Works production of The Graduate.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.